A policeman in Ivory Coast is being questioned on suspicion of killing a French journalist who was investigating the arrest of opposition militants. Eyewitnesses in the commercial capital Abidjan say the policeman shot and killed Radio France international reporter Jean Hélène near police headquarters Tuesday night. Mr. Hélène had been waiting to interview a dozen opposition militants who were about to be released from police custody. A spokesman for the French embassy says the policeman approached the journalist and the two argued before the shooting took place. The policeman was then disarmed by other officers and taken in for questioning. Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo visited the crime scene and called for an investigation. French President Jacques Chirac, who began a visit to Africa Wednesday, called the killing an assassination. The news director of Radio France International, Jérôme Bouvier, says he was shocked.
Nous avons appris à 11h, heure de Paris, que notre confrère et ami Jean Hélène, notre correspondant permanent de RFI à Abidjan, en Côte d'Ivoire.
He says Mr. Hélène had a passion for Africa, where he covered several wars during the 1990s. In mourning, Radio France International dropped its regular programming Wednesday and instead played classical music. Supporters of Mr. Gbagbo have accused journalists from France, the former colonial power, of backing northern-based rebels since their failed coup last year. The rebels still control the northern half of Ivory Coast. A leader of the Rally of the Republicans political party, which has its base of support in the mainly Muslim north, Adama Dembélé, says he believes Mr. Hélène was killed because of his aggressive reporting.
Aujourd'hui, nous vivons une période de terreur. Voyez, et là, vraiment, je vous dis que.
Mr. Dembélé says he believes Ivory Coast has entered a new phase of terror, where there is no freedom of expression. He says he fears the situation will get worse. Political opponents of Mr. Gbagbo are planning a protest march on November 8th, despite a ban on such demonstrations. Rebels suspended their participation in a power-sharing government last month, saying Mr. Gbagbo is refusing to implement the French-brokered peace accord reached in January. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.